We're joined now by Jamie McGee of UNC Wellness Centers, who's been waiting patiently while I talk through all of that. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
And we're here to talk about the 2016 Healthiest You Challenge. We do this every year at WCHL and chapelboro.com. It's presented by UNC Healthcare. A whole bunch of different organizations are involved in this. Registration is open now through February 12th on our website, chapelboro.com. And what we do every year is we take 64 participants of all of the registrants. We select 64 of them at random. Registrants is a word, right?
Yeah.
64 of them at random, and they get a really, really cool opportunity. 6 free weeks of membership at UNC Wellness Centers and a chance to win even bigger prizes there at the end. So, Jamie, what's the overall goal of the challenge?
Really, Aaron, the overall goal is to promote an individual's health safely. We're guiding them through UNC Wellness Centers and helping them through their journey to show them how to move appropriately, show them some things that could be fun for them, like rock climbing. We have an indoor track. We have an indoor pool. So, you know, being able to show our folks that type of movement and how they can enjoy that type of movement. We have over 100 group exercise classes at both of our centers, one located in Meadowmont in Chapel Hill, the other located in Northwest Cary, and they are just 9 miles apart. So the opportunity is open for all the challengers to be able to exercise and take classes and enjoy both facilities. And with 9 miles apart in between, it makes it really accessible.
And you can get there from pretty much anywhere, too.
Really,
right?
From anywhere.
So
exactly.
At least as soon as the snow clears on Monday. Right.
After Saturday night into Sunday, perhaps you'll be
then
able
you can get
to
on the
just
roads
move
and go
all
wherever,
you want.
Anywhere
yes,
you want.
Exactly.
Awesome. Precisely. So UNC Wellness Centers is hosting this. If you're selected as one of the 64 participants, you get 6 free weeks at the UNC Wellness Centers. And what are some of the programs that are offered there?
You mentioned rock climbing. We have indoor tracks at both of our centers. We have indoor pools at both of our centers. We have group fitness classes, which are classes led by group fitness instructors, and that's everything from yoga, Zumba, high-low aerobics, muscle conditioning, TRX, aqua fitness, you name it, we're doing it.
What even is TRX?
TRX is a suspension exercise piece of equipment that we have located in both of our facilities. It's group-led, and it takes into consideration gravity as a form of resistance. So gravity, your body weight, and you've got yourself a great workout.
Awesome.
So if you're in the areas, you should take advantage. We teach classes 45 minutes, 60 minutes. We do have great instruction. So our classes are available from beginners to, you know, middle fit to highly fit. And we welcome everyone. We also offer health education programming through this challenge. We will be offering fitness 101, nutrition 101, meal planning and label reading, intuitive eating, and the power of walking. So each of our challengers will have an opportunity to attend those programs. The bonus in attending those programs is they'll be earning points for each of those programs.
Yeah, tell us about the points.
So our point system is really how we're going to gauge and select our winners. So the top male and the top female of this challenge will win a 1-year UNC Wellness Centers membership.
Nice.
And they'll be earning points every single week, and they'll be doing different things. For example, they'll be attending a health education class. They could work out with a workout partner. They do need to meet with their team on a weekly basis and do an exercise session with their team and their coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And we will do some pre and post physical fitness assessments, which include body measurements, blood pressure, cholesterol. In addition, an individual can complete the Healthiest You Challenge bingo card, which has various activities that a person can do within the wellness centers or outside in their homes on their own. We're also suggesting that they record their nutrition intake and their exercise, and also trying out our fitness clinics, which are available. There's smaller group programs, not really meant to be the same as group fitness, but more educational and hands-on practical education on learning how to do certain movements within the wellness centers.
We tweak this every year, and it gets better and better every single. Some of this is new this year that we're doing. So this is the WCHL ChapelBurra.com Healthiest You Challenge, presented by UNC Healthcare. ChapelBurra.com is the website. Go there and register. You can do it now through February 12th. You get, if you're one of the 64 participants selected, you get 6 free weeks at UNC Wellness Centers. All of those opportunities and classes and things available that Jamie mentioned, and then the winners, based on your points, get a year's membership at UNC Wellness Centers. And you kind of hinted at it, but you're not alone in this. You've got a team, you've got a coach, you've got someone who's walking you through it.
Yes. So 64 challengers get selected, and they get placed on 8 teams. So you have 8 teams of 8 led by a head coach and an assistant coach. And the idea is to do this as a group. And we all have individual lives with families and business and education that we're all trying to get to. So we understand, and we are trying to teach individuals how to exercise independently and on their own, or encourage them to take different classes that are available through the UNC Wellness Center so that they can do independent exercise. But yes, to work out once a week with their teammates and to, you know, be encouraged by their peers. We've really seen the greatest success with those teams that have come together. It's not always that about the individual. Sometimes it is about trying to get through these things together. It is a journey. It is not overnight success and overnight health. We do have to work for it a little bit. But hopefully UNC Wellness Centers can show each of these challengers a way that provides enjoyment, provides exercise, as well as provides health.
You got do a lot better working out when you've got other people who are supporting
Absolutely.
You and right there having
support.
Your back.
So. Always support.
Yeah, and I know this is a lot of fun for the 6 weeks while it goes on for all of the participants. And there are people who really, like, their lives change because of
Absolutely.
This. Like, they really get a lot out of it.
My most favorite memories of this challenge have been the opportunities that I've had to work with challengers that have seen incredible change, but not just change, physical change, but their mental and emotional change that have come through this program, and confidence, building their confidence in walking into the UNC Wellness Centers, which is a pretty large facility, you know, dropping some of those issues with, you know, wow, that machine looks really intimidating.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can do it.
Yep.
And then walking in and just strutting in and knowing that you have that, you got this, you can do it. And, you know, that's been a joy to every year having impacted those lives, those people, and seeing it also trickle down to their spouses or partners. And their children.
The whole family.
Which
benefits.
Has been incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
There's ChapelBurra.com again is the website if you want to register for this. No reason not to. Registration is open through February 12th. And then 64 participants get selected. 6 weeks free at UNC Wellness Centers. And then 2 winners get a year's membership at UNC Wellness Centers after that. So this is a really terrific opportunity. The 2016 Healthiest You Challenge. Jamie McGee is with UNC Wellness Centers. We got to let you go here in a second. But before we do, only 64 people are going to be able to participate in this. So for everyone else, and for even for the 64, one tip for staying healthy. What is the most important thing?
One tip for staying healthy. It's okay to do a steady and slow. I mean, the tortoise wins.
Okay.
So steady and slow. You don't have to jump right into an exercise program and think you have to always do that same exercise program. Mix it up. Steady and slow. Steady and slow.